If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards joins us now with entertainment news, and we're talking about celebrities who lost their homes, also some cancellations because of the Southern California tragedy. What's the latest, Dean?
Yeah, it's horrible, as you have seen in all of the footage. I was talking last night with Chicago's own Bonnie Hunt, who has a place here, of course, but also has a place in the Los Angeles area, and I was, you know, checking in to see, are you all right? She is, but she has evacuated her home. She sent me some unnerving video that she shot on her phone as she was leaving her house yesterday. And it's just, you know, the sky is orange. It's just like this footage that we've been seeing of complete and utter devastation. So as of last night, her house was okay. She's in a hotel. But some other celebrities, not as lucky at this point. Billy Crystal has lost the home that he and his wife lived in for, you know, something like 40 years. Horrible. Paris Hilton lost her home. Eugene Levy, Maria Shriver, Mandy Moore, Ricky Lake, James Woods, Anna Faris, Diane Warren, Cameron Matheson, Spencer Pratt, Melissa Rivers. I mean, thousands and thousands of people have lost their homes, celebrities or not. It's just as devastating, you know, whoever is affected by this. But, you know, think about it. If, you know, in 1 minute, you've got a home, you've got your possessions, you've got your memories, you've got your, you know, special keepsakes and, you know, things that are irreplaceable. And then literally 5 minutes later, everything is reduced to ash.
Yeah.
That's what has happened to thousands of people.
I was thinking of that this morning and trying to imagine how I'd feel. I mean, yes, you can rebuild a house if you're lucky, but everything inside, pictures, clothes, a lifetime in many cases.
Yeah, and irreplaceable things like photos, like you know, memories of the loved ones who may be gone.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, they held a special place, literally reduced to ashes. I was watching on one of the channels last night, the actor Cameron Matheson was on, and he evacuated, and then several hours later went back to his house to see if there was anything that he could recover. The house was completely gone. It's the whole block was completely gone. And, you know, there's video of him, you know, reacting very emotionally, crying. And, you know, he really kind of underlined this for me, that it's not, you know, people have insurance. Material things can be replaced. But he said memories of, you know, loved ones and so forth, photographs. Those are the things that can never be replaced. It's heartbreaking. It's horrible. And, you know, this is all coming, and this is so completely secondary. This is the busiest time of year in Southern California, awards season there. It's a major industry in that area. And all the award shows are being postponed or being canceled. The Critics' Choice Awards were supposed to be this coming Sunday. That now has been postponed until January the 26th. But red carpets, premieres, concerts, the Directors Guild Awards were supposed to be an in-person event yesterday. The nominations for it, those were just an online announcement. Screen Actors Guild nominations were to be announced as an event yesterday, like they always do. And this was also done strictly as an online announcement. The nominations did come out yesterday. They did put them out. And Wicked wound up getting the most nominations, five nominations in all. Interestingly, the director of Wicked which I would argue is really kind of the genius behind this movie, of taking this stage production and transforming it into a spectacular, for most people except Bob's, musical. Which I'm trying to get them to put that on the poster. Spectacular, except for Bob, in parentheses.
Yeah, that's me.
The director did not get a nomination for the Directors Guild yesterday, which was a little bit surprising. But for the Screen Actors Guild, their top prize is called Outstanding Cast. And for that, the nominees were Complete Unknown, Conclave, Amelia Perez, Wicked, and Anora. We've got the full list of nominees posted up online if you're interested in taking a look. So we'll keep an eye on things that are going on out there. But right now, the way that Bonnie Hunt put it to me yesterday, she said it's like a biblical movie that you're watching.
Exactly.
She said the skies are black. The skies are glowing with the red from the fire. And she said there are just, broken hearts everywhere. That's how she put it. I can't even imagine.
It's an apocalypse.
Apocalypse, that's true.
And I have a feeling pretty soon now we will be hearing about celebrities trying to get together and put on some benefits to raise money. That's already starting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, there haven't been any, sort of telethon-like events. But the planning. Yes, the planning, no doubt, is already going on. And lots of celebrities, good for them. Jean Smart, first and foremost, saying that all of these awards ceremonies, Screen Actors Guild, the Oscars, the Golden Globes, all these people who make millions of dollars off of their events ought to think about donating their profits to the people who are, trying to figure out where they're going to sleep tonight. There are plenty of places to go online. If you would like to donate to somebody, the Red Cross is a great place to go. If you can, if you text the word Red Cross to 90999, that's an instant $10 donation to the Red Cross to help out in Los Angeles. The United Way of Los Angeles, Los Angeles Regional Food Bank is asking for donations. The California Fire Foundation. It's not hard to find some place where you can make a donation to try to help these poor people. The celebrities, it's devastating for them, too. They lost all of their personal things, too. But I think about the people who live there who are not celebrities.
Right.
Wondering what the heck they're going to do now when they had to evacuate their homes with only the clothes on their back. Mm-hmm. That's all they have now. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to help these people.
Everybody knows somebody out there in Los Angeles who's affected by this horrible fire. Just hearing about the Pacific Palisades fire tearing through at least 30 structures in two state parks. Also destroying a historic ranch house. Have we heard anything about the big Hollywood studios out there, Dean?
I haven't heard anything about any damage to the studios, just that everything is shut down. But I have heard that Knott's Berry Farm has shut down. One of the areas that are affected is where they hold the Oscars, the Kodak Theater, right on Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood and Vine, the famous corner. The Hollywood Sign area, the famous sign up on the hills of Hollywood, all those areas are affected. Not damaged, not destroyed, but it's hitting some very familiar landmarks right now. So hopefully, they're saying the winds could die down today, and they might be able to get a little better handle on it. But just as soon as they get one fire out, the embers are blowing around like crazy and starting fires everywhere else.
The funeral for Jimmy Carter begins in about an hour and a half. Today is the National Day of Mourning. And when he was president, it wasn't unusual to have people like the Allman Brothers Band hanging around the White House. Remember that?
Yeah, very much so. There's a great documentary where they call him the Rock and Roll President because he would have Bob Dylan at the White House. And the Allman Brothers, Cher told a great story about being with him at the White, performing and, visiting him at the White House. So I can't really think of presidents before that had such a pop culture sensibility, and brought it to the White House before Jimmy Carter. I don't remember Dwight Eisenhower, hanging out with Rosemary Clooney in the Rose Garden or anything like that.
You don't recall that?
Maybe it's just my memory. I don't remember that.
Yeah, Mamie, I think, was really into the 50s rock scene.
Well,
wasn't she?
Might have been. Yeah, she might have been a big Buddy Holly fan who wasn't really back in the day. But interestingly, Jimmy Carter, he did do all of that with music, Southern rock and rock and roll in general. Bob Dylan tells a great story of how when he met Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Carter was quoting back to him lyrics from his songs. I mean, he was the real deal. He knew Bob Dylan's music for real. But also, Jimmy Carter did something else when he was governor of the state of Georgia. He was one of the first politicians to realize the value of getting movie studios to make their films in the state of Georgia. Every state sort of does it now, and every state sort of has this incentive program to bring them to their states because it creates so much money. But interestingly, it started with the movie Deliverance in 1972, where as a result of that bizarre film, it sparked a tourism boom in the state of Georgia, where people were going there in droves for the whitewater rafting and hopefully nothing else that was happening there then. It brought a ton of money to Georgia. And Governor Carter, at that point, thought that this is a really smart way to bring some money into the state. He created the Georgia Film Office, that made it easy for producers to come there to scout films, to get permits. Burt Reynolds was one of the first to take advantage of that with The Longest Yard, that was shot at Georgia State Prison and in Savannah. Lots of Marvel movies, The Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, all shot in the state of Georgia. Over the last couple of years, Georgia has been ranked the number one state for film and TV production. And much of that has to do with Tyler Perry's mega studio that he built in the Atlanta area. But Jimmy Carter himself loved movies. He watched Star Wars at the White House with Anwar Sadat. How interesting is that? Francis Ford Coppola was invited to the White House, and he screened Apocalypse Now for Jimmy Carter and the staff before it hit theaters. He had a screening of the steamy comedy 10 starring Bo Derek with members of his staff.
Oh, he had lust in his heart, remember?
I don't know if that would fly these days. It's a different time that we're living. But he was... everybody remembers Ronald Reagan as the avid movie watcher in the White House. Jimmy Carter also loved movies. He loved watching movies. So,
to this day, so many films at the end there, if you stay for the credits, and you should, you see that Peach, the Georgia Peach, and it says filmed in Georgia. So they're still benefiting from what Jimmy Carter did.
Oh, yeah. And so many other states followed that lead, creating their own film offices. But Georgia, the state of Georgia, and Governor Jimmy Carter was one of the first to do that.
Dean Richards, Entertainment News. More tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
See ya.